Hello, awesome people. Welcome to Embrace the Pivot. I'm Dr. C. Robinson, your host for the show. Join me as we discover what pivoting actually means and how you can embrace your pivot during life's transition. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Thank you for joining me on a very special episode of Embrace the Pivot. Dr. Renee Ellison and I met while in our doctoral program. She is such a shining light. Her energy is contagious, and I wanted to bring her on because she began her career as a model, television host, and actress after winning a contract with the prestigious Ford Modeling Agency in New York City. She is the author of her personal memoir and personal development book entitled From Fake to Phenomenal, 8 Secrets to Abandon Inauthenticity and Embrace Self-Discovery. She's an award-winning public speaker, and she serves as a dedicated leader with Toastmasters International. I am so excited for you to hear her journey and how she remained resilient in her quest to finding her purpose, serving her purpose, and letting her purpose help others. Before we get to our guest, what I would like to briefly touch on is embrace the crazy. I don't know about you, but the summer has flown by. August is almost over, and so much is going on both in the world and I know in everyone's lives. So when you feel like you are the only one, take a step back, take a deep breath, and let the crazy go. Understand that whatever you're going through, others are going through it too. And just know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You just have to keep going, put one foot in the front of the other, and we can take the step back and realize that it's only for a moment of time. It's not forever. Things are going to get better. And I say that as also a reminder to myself. So let's get right into it. Renee, welcome to Embrace the Pivot podcast. I am so excited that you're joining me today.
I am ecstatic to be here, C. I am so excited to see you and to be a guest on this amazing podcast. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
And maybe what we should let the listeners know is Renee and I met during our doctoral program in organizational leadership.
Exactly. That's why I have the privilege of being able to call you just C, not Dr. C, because I knew you back when.
We were ride and die in that class.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. You have some exciting news. You just launched your new company, Embrace Life Enterprises. So real quick, why don't you just sum up what that means and what you're doing with it?
Thank you so much, C. So Embrace Life Enterprises actually was born several years ago when I renamed my company, Renee Ellison Coaching and Training, to Embrace Life. I wanted to kind of take the focus off of me and put it on the philosophy that I have about life, which is to really embrace it, the good, the bad, the ugly, what have you. So I am just so excited to be able to offer coaching and training and consulting and speaking. And now I'm an author. So a lot of great things happening.
Yeah. And we'll talk about your book in a couple minutes, but you said that to embrace life and everything in it, and your story's a testament to that. So what would you say has been your biggest pivot in your career, and how has that shaped you?
So, you know, I've had multiple pivots throughout my personal and career journey, personal and professional journey. I would say the biggest, most huge pivot that I made was right around 9/11. So 2001, I, at that point, was working as a model and a TV host and doing a lot of things in the entertainment industry. And 9/11 happened. Long story short, I write about it in the book, kind of shifts my perspective of the world and myself in it. And decided to really focus and go into this place of introspection. And went back to school, got my master's, eventually a doctorate, as you well know, and have completely changed the course of my career.
Yeah. And what did you find when you did the introspective portion of development?
Yeah, in the book, I talk about my wander years, because right after 9/11, I spent about 2 or 3 years where I just really prayed, and I was in therapy, and I was in the gym. I had hired a personal trainer, and I lost 85 pounds, and I went back to school, and I just kind of, you know, completely changed everything that I was doing. And I think probably the most difficult part of that whole entire journey was just staying on path, staying on course, and committing to staying with me, which my therapist has told me from day one, a quarter of a century ago when I met her, that's what you need to do. You need to stay with you and really center your values and things that are important to you. But in order to center your values, you have to first kind of really be able to identify them and know what they are. And so in that time, I really took a lot of space to do that. And it's changed the entire trajectory of who I am today.
And how did that affect your leadership style? So how has your leadership style evolved over the years?
Well, I always thought of leadership, because I embraced the idea of leadership when I was a child. You know, I was captain of the safeties. I was government president, class president, you know, all that stuff. You know, like I was just a crazy nerd for leadership, even when I was a kid. And I remember when I was a little girl, I was bullied, and my mother sat me down and she said, you know, you have a choice, Renee. She said, you can either use your size to an advantage and be a bully like this kid who's bullying you, or you can be a leader. And I chose that idea of being a leader, but I always thought that leadership was telling people what to do. I always thought that leadership was managing. And of course, as you know, from our doctoral program, and for me, prior to that, in my master's program, I learned that leadership was more about really helping other people evolve into the leaders that they want to be by setting strategy and being able to really coach and motivate and inspire. So my leadership style has changed dramatically in this journey.
Yeah. All right. For all the listeners out there, what is the biggest pivot advice you could give them to help make their pivot successful?
I love that question, because there's so many different ways that you can go with that question. You can go, you know, like a more practical way or more inspirational way, but I'm going to kind of straddle the fence and do both. And what I'm going to say is that when you are pivoting, it's really about taking inventory of who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because as you well know, as women, we oftentimes conform to a society that doesn't support us in order to be successful and in order to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And more than likely, most times when we're pivoting, it's because we're sick of it. Because we've gotten to a point where it's like, no more. I'm not going to compromise what I want, what I need, what I value in order to fit into a system that doesn't support me. And I think taking inventory of your life, everything about your life, you know, my pastor calls it your life pie. And that means, you know, your relationships, your professional life, your personal life, your decisions, your health, your finances, like all of the things in your life, really taking inventory of those things and trying to figure out what's working, what's not working, what's good, what's bad, what needs improvement, what's going well, and really sitting down with yourself to have that moment of self-discovery. Because, you know, we can, you know, quote unquote, practice self-care and have the manis, pedis, and massages. But I always see that as more of an escape than a journey towards self-discovery. So it's really about digging deep inside yourself and figuring out what's working and what's not.
Yeah. All right. So with that, as you dug deep, you came out with a book. It's amazing. I am so proud of you. So why don't you share what the book is about and where the listeners can find the book?
Oh, thank you. See, the book is called From Fake to Phenomenal, 8 Secrets to Abandon Inauthenticity and Embrace Self-Discovery. And you can find it on Amazon. And what's unique about this book is that it is a memoir, but it's also a personal development book. So there are 8 chapters. It's a very quick read. In the beginning of each chapter, I offer a little bit about my story. Then at the end of each chapter, I offer what's called Renaissance Reflections, which are sort of just takeaway ideas that you can kind of glean from the book. And it's Renaissance, kind of a play on my name, because my name is spelled R-E-N-A-I. And then there are phenomenal thoughts to ponder. So those are just journal prompts. And I ask you, based on my coaching experience, those open-ended questions that really get you to start thinking about your life as it relates to the story I shared and things I could have done differently, things I could have improved, and how it impacts your self-discovery and what you can do differently. So it's really exciting. Again, it's available on Amazon and where all books are sold, as they say, in paperback. And I'm really looking forward to see what people think of it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting my copy and reading it. Yeah. What I like about the open-ended questions, it really does make you self-reflect. Because if you have the closed-ended questions, okay, you say an answer and you move on. But the open-ended really makes you dig deep, go to your core of who you want to be and what you want to do in this world. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm excited.
Thank you. Yeah.
And where can my listeners find you on social media?
On social media, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, just kind of putting my toe in the water on Instagram, which is kind of fun. And you can look for me on Facebook at Renee Ellison, on Instagram at Ellison Renee. You can also go to my website, which is iwillembracelife.com. So my hope is that every time you log into my website, you are really validating and articulating the mantra that you will embrace life.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode, and yay! Congratulations.
This is such a full circle moment. I'm so excited to be here and so proud of you for all of your accomplishments. You are just a trailblazer. Love you.
Thank you. Love you too. You can follow me, Dr. C, on Instagram at embracethepivot. I hope all of you embrace your pivot.